When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What is going on, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. I'm your favorite self-aware narcissist, Mr. Lee Hammack, better known as Mental Illness, across all social media platforms. This is your first time seeing my face or hearing my voice. I'm a diagnosed narcissist, and I use my platform on social media to raise awareness for NPD, get more people into therapy, like myself, 5 years strong, and also validate the victims, survivors, and the thrivers of said disorder, because some of y'all are thriving. Thrive. Today's episode is going to be about 5 mistakes that people make when you're dealing with narcissists and or toxic people. This could be when you're in a relationship with them, or when you're getting to know them or getting started to be in a relationship with them, or parenting. The dynamic typically doesn't matter, but you know, interchangeable. So, mistake, and this is not this. Narcissistic robot rewinding to the beginning. Letting everyone know, this is not me victim blaming. This is me telling you things that could help you in the future. Thank you. Come again. Okay, this is not victim blaming. This is literally me trying to help you out and trying to help you understand how you can better communicate or protect yourself when you're dealing with narcissists and toxic people. Number one, letting them talk too much. Narcissistic people, a lot of them are talkers. Letting them control the situation, control the narrative and things like that allows them to be in control. I tell this to people all the time. When you let them talk too much, sooner or later, they're going to say something that makes sense. Once you're trying to get to the bottom of everything, sooner or later, something that they say is going to make sense to you. And soon as something makes sense to you, they're going to hop on that. They're going to grab a hold of that and they're going to like strangle it. They're going to strangle that truth and make you believe it. You know, strangle. No, not even the truth. It doesn't even have to be the truth. It just has to make sense. You know what I mean? That's why I said, when you let them talk too much, they'll talk you into doing things or talk you into believing their viewpoint or talk you into believing that where they're coming from, understanding where they're coming from. Like, this is where I'm coming from. This is my point. This is the point of hand right here. Rap, you know, goodness gracious, y'all. My mic came on. 1 second. Don't hang up. I sound like I'm on the phone. Believing what they say and do and things like that, y'all. So that's number one. Don't let them talk too much, y'all. You know, in one way, number two, number two and number one work together. Number two, don't argue the truth. Again, this is not me victim blaming. This is me trying to help y'all thrive. Go from victim to survivor to thriver. I want y'all to be thriving. You know what I mean? I got a shirt. This is part of my brand right here. The I love me, the self-aware, the self-love brand. I love me. I'm aware. Awareness helps. Self-awareness is not just for narcissists. It's for everybody. But like I said, do not argue the truth. Lee, how do we protect ourselves against gaslighting? Do not argue the truth. Lee, how do I protect myself against manipulation? Do not argue the truth. We're not arguing the truth anymore, y'all. You know what the truth is. That narcissist, toxic person, whoever you're dealing with, they know what the truth is too. But the truth for a narcissist is not the goal. The goal is to get you to believe what they want you to believe. The truth is not the goal. Gaslighting you, manipulating you, getting you to agree with them is the goal. And the only way they can get you to agree with them is if you're arguing the truth, which sometimes you let them talk too much. You see what I'm saying? Do not argue the truth. Hey, this is a lie. Look, we both know what the truth is. You know, you might not agree with the truth, but the truth is what it is. Don't argue it, y'all. Of course, use discretion, but do not argue the truth with anybody. I'm not doing it. You know what I mean? This is how it goes right there in those situations. Do not argue the truth with anyone. That helps protect you against gaslighting. That helps protect you against manipulation. That helps protect you overall when you're dealing with people with this personality types or these traits and things like that. You know what I mean? So let's slide into number three. Number three, altering your boundaries in the beginning, middle, throughout the duration of your relationship with your narcissistic person. If this can be a parent, this can be a friend. You know what I mean? Because all of this stuff right here applies to parents, toxic friends, bosses, co-workers. All this stuff right here does not just apply to intimate relationships. This can be a friendship. This can be a sibling or whatever. You know what I mean? Altering your boundaries. Your boundaries are there to protect you. If you're altering your boundaries or changing your boundaries for this one specific person, they're going to manipulate the steam off of you. You know how it, like, if you're sweating outside and it's cold and your head starts smoking, that's how you look when you're altering your boundaries with narcissistic people. You get steam coming out of your head because your brain is damn boiling from altering those boundaries that are used to protect yourself, that are used to protect your own mental health, that are used to protect your own physical health a lot of times. Stop altering those boundaries for people who don't deserve to have those boundaries altered. I don't care. Like, don't alter them anyway. Especially in an intimate relationship, especially right here trying to date. I have a no kiss on the first date rule. If somebody tries to push against your boundaries, they don't respect your boundaries. If they push against your boundaries in the beginning, trust and believe they'll do it in the middle. Trust and believe they'll do it throughout the duration of the relationship until the end. When is the end, Lee? The end could be when you go to heaven. Who knows, y'all? There could be no end in sight and things like that. So stop altering and changing your boundaries. Learn how to say no. Being a people pleaser, being a yes man or yes woman or yes person can get you manipulated to hell. Stop altering your boundaries. Keep your boundaries firm and in place, and they will help you divert narcissistic people away from you. It's like a river of toxicity is flowing towards you. Your boundaries are your boundaries are filtering the toxicity out. Your boundaries are only letting the good things through. You mean, just like a filter, just like a damn filter, y'all. The boundaries are only letting through the good things. They filter out the big chunks of toxicity. Keep your boundaries in place. Stop altering your boundaries. Oh, they're cute, so I'll do it because they're cute. I'll do it because they got money. I'll do it because then you're going to get the hell manipulated out of you and nobody's going to feel bad for you. Okay, number four. Being too forgiving. Giving people the benefit of the doubt. Y'all. If somebody lies to you up front, trust me, if they lie early, they'll lie later. Trust me, being too forgiving. Oh, they lied to me in the beginning. I should have never forgiven them for that. Yeah, damn right you shouldn't have forgiven them for that. If they cheat on you multiple times, they'll continue to cheat on you multiple times. I promise you that. If they lie to you multiple times, they'll continue to lie to you multiple times. If they're not in therapy, working on themselves, and displaying any type of positive, consistent behavior alterations, then this is who you're going to be dealing with. Being too forgiving can get you taken advantage of. I just know that. I've seen it happen so many times. Like, giving people the benefit of the doubt, buckle up, y'all. Put your seatbelt on and buckle up because you're going for a damn bumpy-ass ride. Because giving people the benefit of the doubt when they haven't deserved it, when they haven't earned it, they haven't done anything for you in your life. You're just giving them the benefit of the doubt because they deserve it. Oh, I'm the good person, so I'm just forgiving. I'm an empath. And then people say that all the time. When people say I'm an empath, and you give the reason why you stayed in a toxic relationship or get manipulated or gave them the benefit of the doubt because you're an empath, y'all, put your empathy in your pocket sometimes. Put it in your pocket. Yeah, put it in your pocket and pat your pocket like your wallet or your keys. Make sure it's still in there. It's still in there. The empathy is still in your pocket, but only pull it out when you need it. Goodness gracious. You know what I mean? Being too forgiving can get you taken advantage of and get you manipulated and waste a lot of your time, effort, and energy. Being too forgiving, y'all. And I'm not saying that there's anything wrong with forgiveness. You can forgive, but you don't have to reconcile with people. Hey, I forgive you for lying to me, but look, I'm forgiving you for cheating on me, but we can't be together. I'm going to forgive you because that's what God says, or that's whatever your religious belief says, or whoever said told you that. You know what I mean? But I'm not going to reconcile with you and let you back in my life because you violated those boundaries. So peace out. These are consequences of your actions, not mine. You know, last but not least, y'all, last but not least on my list of things that can help you avoid narcissists and toxic people and help you, you know, is on the top mistakes that people can make when you're dealing with narcissistic people, believing that there is good in people. Believing that there is good in everybody. Believing that there's a good person behind that tough exterior of a toxic ass person that is mentally, verbally, emotionally, and sometimes physically hurt you. There's not good in everybody, y'all. The world is not all cupcakes and roses and things like that. You know what I mean? The world is not all cupcakes and roses and things of that nature. Being too forgiving, you know, or, you know, believing that there is good in people can get you taken advantage of. I just know that there is a good person. Holding on to the potential in a person that they've shown you that is not really there. You know what I mean? Believing that there is good in everybody will get you taken advantage of. Everybody doesn't have good intent. Everybody doesn't come from a place of good intentions, y'all. Trust me. Stop digging for gold. Like you're digging for gold in a tar pit. You're digging for gold in a, you know, where gold is not it. You're digging for diamonds in a, I'm going to say coal mine, but that's where you will find a diamond. You're digging for diamonds in a, I don't know. I'm going to come back with another analogy, y'all. Stop digging. You're digging in the wrong spot. Everybody is not a good person. Everybody does not come from a place of good intent. Believing that there is good in everybody will keep you in a toxic ass situation with an undeserving person for an extended period of time. I just believe, I know what they went through in their childhood, and I just want to be there for them. Okay. You don't have to be you don't have to be nice to everybody, y'all. You just don't have to. I've been seeing people. One thing I've seen so many times, happen so many times when I've been on this journey of self-development, personal development, I've seen so many people's like niceness and their empathy get weaponized against them because you believe that there is good in them. I believe that there is good in them. No, sometimes there isn't. I'm just being realistic with y'all. Sometimes there is not good in some of these people. They'll just keep it hot. Keep it hot and ready like a little Caesar's piece, y'all. But anyways, that's my list of five things right there. What a list are you, what could you add to this list? You mean, put top five things in the comment section. I might do another video. I might do part two of this. You know what I mean? It might be part one. I can do part two, five more things. Anyways, y'all, like I said, the brand is available here. Like and subscribe for more. And as always, mental illness is out. Peace.